Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The Menendez brothers could be set free as early as sometime in November, or really anytime. The Los Angeles courts want to take up this issue. The district attorney, George Kassan, saying just this last week, he believes the Menendez brothers should be free. He does believe their story of being molested and abused by their father, Jose Menendez, all those years ago, in light of new evidence, including that letter that was recently found and the accusations from former Menudo member Roy Resilio. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. They're not free yet, but we have the statement and the press conference from George Kassan, the Los Angeles district attorney. Are they going to be free? Could there be other hiccups in this process going forward that may not lead to the bright day that a lot of people think are about to take place?
Well, it is a process, Tony, but one of the hardest points has already been passed, and that is having it resentenced, having the DA say, let's get this resentenced, and also going a step further and saying he thinks they've done the appropriate amount of time, essentially. Mm-hmm. So why did he do that? I mean, I just point at the fact that he's up for re-election at the end of December, which is just a couple months away, and the fact that his constituency, all got behind this movement. When you look at some big names, yeah, we know Rosie O'Donnell, Leah Kardashians, many others that are totally behind their release. Mm-hmm. Because really at the crux of this, Tony, to me is, do you or do you not believe that the Menendez brothers were sexually horribly molested and raped for years and years in their childhood? Mm-hmm. If you believe that, and many people do, they believe they've served their time. For me, I just don't believe it. It's not, it just comes down to the timing of everything. How in the world did we not hear word one about this? Not in the, with his first attorney, not in hours and hours of tapes, which were privileged and confidential with his, their therapists. Why did none of this come out until the trial and a change of attorney, and then all of a sudden, all of this horror was laid out, including the fact, by the way, a according to both brothers, Lyle Menendez sexually assaulted on multiple occasions Eric with a toothbrush.
Yeah.
So, and then of course everybody says, well, how would he know to do that as a child? Well, it wasn't like he was eight. You know, they were about 3 years apart or so, and they're very ambiguous about all of that. But I honestly, I just feel like it's contrived. People say, well, nobody could be that good of an actor. Well, go back to the 911 tape. I mean, it was all very well planned. They took their time. They set out their, you know, their alibi. They went back to the house. They staged this 911. Listen, if they would have called right after the murders, called the police and said, oh my God, my parents were going to kill me. We couldn't take the sexual abuse anymore. This is what's been going on in our life. I would be, I think many people would say, whoa, wait a minute. There's a reason for all of this. But that's not what happened in the least.
I don't know that in 1989, that would have been the result. If they called and said, my parents were sexually abusing us, we had to kill them, I think they'd be in jail immediately, quite honestly. I don't think they would have had that time to go and go on the shopping spree and such. It was just such a different place for men or boys to be believed on that subject. I mean, we were literally having debates at that point in time in courtrooms and on talk shows and things of that nature of, can a man be raped? Can a boy be raped? Like, literally, can it happen? And some of the output at that time and the common belief at that time was, well, you don't have the goods to be raped. That's not, and we know that's not an accurate statement. Men can certainly be raped and violated in many different ways. It's just, we didn't really talk about it much back then. And more or less, if it happened to you, and certainly women know this, you don't want to talk about it. Especially for men. I think the culture is still very much there for men today, not wanting to talk about it, for fear of what the public repercussion is going to be and what people are going to think. And it's a sad place that that's where we are. But all these years later, trying to determine if this happened or didn't happen, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's almost kind of settled history that this happened, especially with the Menudo allegations. There's other members that claim that they are willing to talk now too, besides Roy. And yeah, going back to that toothbrush, the fact that he went into the woods, I mean, he testified to that in the first trial and even broke down and apologized for that. I mean, that is the work of someone who was sexually abused. That's not the work of a healthy child that just came to mind, hey, let me go rape my brother with a toothbrush in the woods. I mean, that is, I almost would say, surely someone who's been sexually abused, wouldn't you?
I agree if it happened.
Yeah.
I just struggle with it. How come it took over 30 years mm-hmm. for Roy to come out and say, well, this happened? 30 plus years and amidst a deal. You know, he was in the middle of doing some sort of production mm-hmm. TV or movie type story. Wow. To add that bit of salacious piece into it, I think, you know, became more obvious that somebody might want to do a deal with him, right? And
sure.
Then the letter hasn't been authenticated. My point is, how much time was really spent on authenticating this abuse?
Mm-hmm.
I know family members are coming forward and saying, listen, he treated them bad, but of course, none of them have firsthand knowledge of anything that happened.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can go with is just, since it was such a different time, people, we obviously know, predators are very good at hiding this stuff, and I'm sure Jose was great at hiding it. But the reality is, back then, it didn't take that much to hide it as it would today, because people were almost like, they just weren't questioning of it. They didn't even look into it. If somebody was inviting all these, today, like, man's inviting all these boys over to his house to hang out, and then they're like showering together or going and doing these private things. It looks freaking weird. Of course, today it'd be questioned. Back then, it's like, oh, they're having some one-on-one time. They're bonding or whatever the hell people were. Yeah, fucking bonding, all right. But it wasn't part of the lexicon. It wasn't even thought of, I think, or considered. And that's how I think people like Jose were able to get away with these things for so many years, because it wasn't even registering as a possibility to many others. Then on top of that, you put the mom into the mix, who, according to the boys, had knowledge of all this. That's a major betrayal. Is it something, and I think they look back on it, I think they do regret, I think they've even said it, having to have murdered their mom, but I feel like they didn't really have much of a choice when they were in that situation. And I'm sorry, that's a horrible thing to know that your significant other, the other parent to your children, is sexually abusing them. And you're just like, don't break up the family. It would be too hard to deal with that. No. If you're have knowledge of this and you're just standing back, you are just as willing a participant as well if you're not willing to stand up for your kid. I don't care what year it is or how uncouth that may have been.
Tony, I mean, you bring up great points. You really do. And certainly if this took place, I sympathize, empathize. Mm-hmm. I think it's horrible. But they were 18 and they were 21. Mm-hmm. One was away at Princeton, and the only reason he was back home was because he lied and cheated.
Yeah.
And they wanted to kick him out, but he ended up getting a suspension. But my point is, and everybody's also forgotten, these boys were burglarizing houses all over the place. They had, their moral compass was a hot mess.
Yeah.
No, you know, so how many people who are sexually abused like that are running around houses and you know, stealing all of this, fencing it, and then using the money to live high on the hog? I don't know the answer to that.
I think if you statistically look, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you statistically look at people who have been sexually abused repeatedly at a young age, especially by people that they trust, their parents, I think you're going to see a high rate of them going out into life, committing crimes, bad behavior, bad acts. I think that could be easily found as a correlation. Not everybody's going to go break into houses and such, but I'm sure you have a certain percentage. What's causing that behavior? These kids had everything. Why would they be acting out and trying to get caught in some sort of an act? What's the reasoning behind doing these sort of things? It's not like they needed it for any reason. They weren't desperate. They were very well off. But obviously it is a way that they were acting out. And I don't know. I mean, I can't say it's 100% because they're being sexually abused, but it sure shows a sign of really bizarre behavior from kids who otherwise really don't have a reason to be exhibiting bizarre behavior unless something else is going on, unless there is abuse that's going on behind the, you know, beautiful walls and the gate of their mansion that everybody thought everything was perfect at.
Well, a lot of kids who come from a lot of wealth like that do things like this because, especially in this case, we know, if nothing else, that Jose kept a tight hand over them, you know, would have fits and everything if they lost at tennis and felt like they were spoiled and you know, did all these things when he found out about the burglaries, you know, to make them repay their debt and basically seemingly enjoyed humiliating them. Mm-hmm. So I have no doubt that they wanted to get out from underneath the hand of this guy and get to their money. That's what I think the motive was. I know it's very unpopular right now. The whole needle has shifted. And again, if it wouldn't have come up so late, and if they weren't such great actors in other realms and all their past criminal history didn't exist, maybe, but I just haven't seen the proof.
I feel like they're a big conglomerate of a bunch of horrible things that happened to them. And I think some of it was ended up mixing together. You know, was there some desire to get that money? Sure. I bet there certainly was. Was there a desire to get away from someone who'd been abusing you your entire life? Sure. Was there anger at mom for enabling it? Yes. You know, was the correct answer to the puzzle, let's go kill them? No, probably not. Not a great idea. But if you look at like battered spouse syndrome and what we understand today about abuse and psychology and how that can all just build up to such a breaking point, I think it makes a lot more sense that they did what they did. And maybe there was a bit of greed mixed into it, but I don't think greed was a mitigating factor. I think if it was just greed, none of this would have happened. You mix in the sexual abuse to it and the hate and the just that fire that would be brewing deep down to destroy the person that did that to you and maybe doing it to other people, I imagine is very, very great. And if there's a promise of some wealth on the other side after you get rid of the person who's destroyed you your entire life, yeah, I guess maybe it's a little like light at the end of the tunnel. but I do think the sexual abuse is what drove it more than anything. Yeah, the money in, it puts a kind of a little different spin on it. But again, all these years later, if the abuse took place, my opinion is that they've served their time.
But let me ask you this, mm-hmm. Tony.
Yeah.
For all the people that, at least in my view, they're truly victims.
Yeah.
They endured horrible things by their parents, incest and molestation. For all those real victims, if Lyle and Eric are not real victims, I just think it is such, and that's how I see it. I see it as such a slap in the face to the people who were truly victimized. And guess what? They didn't commit these well thought out, planned murders of their family members and then, you know, lie about it. And the other piece of that is if this was truly motivated by them being sexually molested when they were young, mm-hmm. how come no one knew about it, Tony? No one.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there, because the cousin has said that they kind of suspected it. The female cousin said it was brought up at one point in time, but never really, you know, examined much further. Again, people didn't talk about this. So that's not shocking to me that no one knew about it. I think a lot of people did know that Jose was doing this, that didn't even know that the brothers were having this happen to them. I mean, including the Menudo guy. I mean, there's a lot of logical reasons why this wasn't talked about for so many years. You know, if we're going to have that argument on why did these men not talk about it, then I the same question can be asked of all females too. Why didn't you report it earlier? Why is it taking all these years later to come back? Because of the trauma, because that's how our brains work is really the answer. Logically, does it make any sense in terms of fighting crime, in terms of getting these people and catching them? Does it make any sense? No, not at all. But it's self-preservation, I think, that keeps people from holding back. Is that the case here with the Menendez brothers? Probably not to the full extent that we see in other cases. But I do think that is certainly part of the equation here, and that we're talking about three different decades where this all would have taken place in different steps and different stages and coming to terms with it and coming out with it. You got to look into the perspective of those different eras. And I know you do. So I agree. If they are in fact guilty, I mean, we know they did it, but if they were not abused, yes. What a slap in the face. I do believe they were, though. And that being said, that's where I believe that justice is now being served, or that the chance for them to have some freedom after what they endured, I think, is called for.
And so what does that mean, Tony, as a precedent we're setting? So now individuals who are accused of murdering their parent or the person that purportedly sexually abused them, do they come out now and does everybody just go to the floodgates and say, listen, I was abused and that's why I committed that murder. That's why I set him on fire. That's why I slit their throat. That's why I killed him with 15 rounds. That's why I reloaded. You know, at what point does it end?
This is so
precedent setting.
I think those cases need to be looked at. I think any case that was involving a murder of someone back in those days, and the reason was abuse, I think those should be relooked at. We're in a very different place and very different understanding of how all of those things work psychologically. So yeah, I think they deserve some review. Are all of them worthy of being released? No, not at all. And some of them were just, you know, premeditated cold-blooded murder, but I think you probably got a handful of people, probably more than a handful of people, who went out, stood up for themselves. Unfortunately, it ended in the murder of their perpetrator, but in their mind at that point in time, it looked very much justified. I think if this happened today, I think we'd have a very different trial. And I've said too, if it was Erica and Layla, I don't think we'd be even having this conversation. It's a different mindset when it was men and boys. It still is today to a certain extent. We're getting further. But yeah, I think the answer is yes. We need to relook at some of those cases from a different place in time where we weren't looking at things from a more compassionate standpoint to those who've been abused. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.